people, no one is illegal. Power to the 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 people, no one is illegal.
Yeah, this is Willie Terry, your Roman labor correspondent, and I'm here at the Rensselaer County Jail where there's a rally going on in reference to Sanctuary City, talking about the conditions in the prison for immigrants that ICE has arrested.
My family, my husband, my mom, and I'm speaking on behalf of my sister. She's been suffering already for 2 years from the abuse. She's been detained. She got hurt about a month ago, and she hasn't been seen from a doctor. She mentioned to me that she still had blood stains on her clothes that she's been wearing from jail to jail. They've been mistreating her. I have here my kids, my girls. They were raised. She would raise them. She helped me raise them. So this is a proof that she's not anyone that's going to harm nobody. She's not going to hurt nobody. She is a good person. She's a good woman. And she's an example. I grew up on her. This is what she raised. Now we're suffering. We came here when I was only 14 years old. She was 11 years old. We came to this country for a better future. My mother and my father, they immigrated here back 25 years before us. So we came here. It was like a release for us when we first arrived. And we were back in our country, unfortunately, the family that we had. One of our uncles, we both, my sister and I, when I was only 8 years old, she was 6 years old, we both suffered from sexual abuse from my family, from an uncle. And nobody knew. I didn't even know how to tell my family. I didn't know how to tell anybody. And I thought when I arrived in this country, this is it. I'm free. We have liberty. We have freedom. And then we come. My sister is in jail. All I ask today is for please to release her. She deserves a second chance. She already paid the price. She made a mistake. Yes, we all do and make mistakes, but we're human and we deserve a second chance. All I ask of the person who's holding her to release her. She deserves a second chance. She regrets what she did and she means well now. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming.
I just want to say thank you so much to Ms. Hugh, Sister, and Sophia, and also just a reminder, no human is illegal.
Right.
So no matter what was done, her being held and in this jail, obviously, I've been to an ICE detention facility and I've been held in county jail, and the majority of the immigrants in those ICE facilities committed no crime other than overstaying a visa. They did nothing wrong. They have broken no laws. So I just want to remind people that I'm pretty sure there are people in this facility right now who have committed no crime.
Right.
Say shame on Sheriff Russo for entering into a voluntary agreement with ICE. You understand? That is voluntary from that. So shame on Sheriff Russo. Shame on the Rensselaer County Jail for participating in holding detainees for ICE.
Shame.
Right. Next up, we're going to hear a testimony from Asia. And Eileen reading a testimony for Asia.
On May 4th, 2021, Asia said, I was transferred to Rensselaer Jail. I was vaccinated and already tested negative for COVID. When I got to Rensselaer, they isolated me and I only got one call to tell my family where I was. Breakfast was 8:30 a.m. and lunch at 11 and dinner at 4:30. But after that, I had nothing to eat and no one to communicate with. There was no hot water and I did not shower for 7 days. I was in isolation for 14 days, and I had to go a whole week without showering. It was terrible. These are the conditions that she described to her lawyer. Extremely cold, one blanket, and get in trouble for having an extra blanket. For asking for an extra blanket, she got in trouble. There was no ventilation. She couldn't go outside. The food is horrendous, and what they have in commissary is worse and expensive. There is only one unit for women. They used to dealing with men, and the officers are very rude and rough and do what they want. There was a woman who is a lesbian at the time that she was there, who was always targeted. The officers will make derogatory comments towards her. She tried to ignore it, but they will constantly taunt her. The jail is dirty, the showers are filthy. The only difference with medical care is that they don't spend as much time with you. If you're in a county jail, if you're a county jail inmate, it's harder to see the medical folks than if you're held by the federal. Asia unfortunately got deported, and this is a letter that she wrote for us for this action. After nearly 17 years in a state prison, I was deported to my country of origin, Panama. The news of my deportation came as a shock, since I expected to have the opportunity to appear before an immigration judge for a chance to remain in the U.S. with my children and finally be the mom that they need and deserve. On June 22, 2021, just 5 days after I was deported, my daughter submitted her college entry exam, which she dedicated to me and our relationship. Needless to say, I was honored but also heartbroken to read how our separation due to my incarceration and then deportation had affected her. She wrote, "My mom recently got deported to Panama. I have been waiting for my mother to come home for so long. I thought she would be here with me, but things did not work out. We have done many things we could think of for her to stay here with me and my brother. We did petitions, and we also write letters to the governor." These are the words of Rachel Serrano.
Thank you so much.
Look at this crowd. You guys are awesome. You guys are great. I am going to read a statement from an individual who's being held here now in Lincoln County Jail, ICE detention. His name is Ricky Williams. Ricky, a black man who grew up in the Bronx from the age of 6, is currently incarcerated on criminal charges at Rensselaer. And after his short sentence is done, he may be transferred to ICE. Ricky said that he stands with the protesters today in demanding to cut the ICE contract at Rensselaer County Jail and to shut the jail down. Ricky wrote these additional remarks. "Blessings, and may God have mercy on you all. What happened to the dream? June 6, 2006, I was released from a federal ICE detention center in Shreveport, Louisiana, after waiting 11 months to be deported. That's over 15 years ago, but I'm still haunted by the effects of being in that facility to this day. Low self-esteem, depression, stigma, PTSD, mood swings, alcoholism and addiction, not to mention antisocial behaviors, but I am still blessed. Strong. I pledged allegiance to the flag of the United States of America since being 6 years old, 1969. From elementary to high school, institutions such as this, ICE, DHS, INS and Homeland Security should not enforce oppression, fear, duress, shame, guilt, and ruin lives and break up families. We, as a nation, as a people, can do better. Again, I ask, what happened to the dream? To me, this should be the focus of human rights. Regardless of my circumstances, I want us as a people to grow, putting the negative behind and moving forth, if not for us, then for the sake of our children. I am praying daily for change. And I would love to share my story with anyone who cares to listen. Stay blessed. And may God be with you. Ricky Williams.
When I say-